This is Aubrey Warner with NSH, and I am excited to introduce NSH's newest podcast series, SC Workshop Snippets. Over the next month, NSH Convention Committee members will interview presenters about their upcoming workshop at the 43rd Annual NSH Symposium Convention in Orlando, Florida. You can expect to walk away from each episode with a little bit of new knowledge and a thirst to learn more about this topic and others at NSH's Annual Symposium Convention. To learn more about this episode's featured workshop and all available workshops, visit www.histoconvention.org. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and hopefully I will see you in Orlando.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathy Dwyer, and I am a NSH program team member. This year, when the program team was reviewing all of the wonderful abstracts, I got particularly excited about workshop number 106, Standardization Across Multiple Sites, presented by Melissa Zumach. I am particularly interested in this workshop because I come from a big lab that has multiple hospital sites, and standardization is so important. So for that reason, I'm thrilled to be sitting down with Melissa today to get a sneak peek at her session. So welcome, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to do this.
And before I go on, I just want to say a little bit about Melissa. She's an anatomic pathology supervisor at the Alverno Clinical Labs, and she's been there for 30 years. So that tells you a lot. She knows a lot of what's going on in the lab. So if I was sitting in your workshop, what is the one most surprising thing that I would learn?
Well, since the workshop is talking about standardization, one of the things I think is important to know that you could learn is that standardization really can happen. I have experienced with talking with people at other sites who have thought about doing this, and whether they are in management levels or even pathologists, a lot of them just think there's no way possible that we can standardize. There's no way we can centralize our work, and it just can't happen. This doctor likes things this way. This one wants to do it this way, but it really can. I feel like I'm kind of living proof of that. I've been with the same organization for 30 years and start out in a lab like most of us have seen, you know, in our own little hospital site doing our own work. So when you're cutting that block, you recognize it because you may have assisted the pathologist at grossing the day before, or you embedded it. And when you move into a central laboratory feel, you aren't experiencing that kind of connection with all the specimens through the system. But that still doesn't mean that standardization can't work. You can make things work, and we went through several different challenges through our standardization process. And one of the things that I've learned through it is that it's a good thing to form a team up front for your standardization. When we went through, and I like to refer to it as small town girl goes to the big city. That's my phase of transition during my work career here, where I went from that small lab feel to transitioning to a large volume lab. It was very overwhelming at first.
It's really a shock, isn't it?
It really is, and you can be left feeling very overwhelmed. And so one of the things that we did, and unfortunately we kind of did it on the back end, but something I like to share with people is up front, if you can put together a team, we call our team the Standardization Utilization Committee. And we've got pathologists on it as well as some of our leadership members on that team so that we can, you know, discuss different ways of standardizing processes, issues that we're seeing, quality issues, you name it. It's up for grabs to talk about on the utilization committee. But if we would have formed this up front, we could have saved ourselves some of the grief. However, in my situation, we kind of did merge twofold. we combined with a smaller set of hospitals before we combined with all of our hospitals to be run by 24. We originally started out with only 6. But some of the items that you might want to look at with standardizing is the type of H&E stain you're going to do. That seems to be very precious to the pathologist, and they all have different styles of what they like to use. And
so would you call that one of your most common changes in standardization across your multiple sites, that, you know, be aware of, you know, all the pathologists' idiosyncrasies that they like? One may like a dark H&E, one may like a light H&E. Do you find that has been really hard to get them to agree upon one type of H&E?
It was at first, because everybody's very protective over their H&E stain or the way that they are doing things in their laboratory. So, you know, it took us sitting down and putting together test boxes for all the different sites, and they had to stain their slides, and they sent them to me, and I was the only one who knew where the slides came from. And then we put together the sample box, if you will, and sent it around to the sites for them to give feedback. And the thing that I found was hilarious was that the pathologist from the sites, when they looked at their stain, they didn't know it was theirs, but they liked a stain from another hospital better over than theirs. So
are the pathologists part of the Alverno organization that sit in these hospitals, or are they separate and distinct?
Well, it's kind of a combo. They are not employed by Alverno, but they are pathology companies that are, you know, leased that we have in our hospitals. But they're the ones, they've been there for a long time. They're just not part of the payroll coming out of Alverno as employees.
I know you had talked a little bit about some of the things that surprised you the most. What other things, when you were putting together the subject matter for this presentation, what did you learn anything from your notes or just from lessons learned from all the years that you've been putting together all of these multiple sites? Are there any surprising things that you learned?
There are some surprising things that I have learned, and one of the things that always kind of makes me chuckle is how much we are creatures of habit and how people will want to revert back to their old ways. Because when you're working with, you know, the hospital sites, and, you know, and we're separate, the work is coming away from the hospitals to the core lab. And so we have standardization practices at the hospital sites. And if you're not always there to watch and guide, people like to revert back. And it always kind of makes me chuckle a little. And we've had to institute audits and monitors that we do at our sites just to make sure that everybody is staying on, you know, on track with how things need to be when they're coming into the laboratory. They have to change their way of thinking.
Well, that's a hard thing to do, especially to get folks that are coming from the outside to run the labs and to be the supervisors or whatever, and to get them to think the way that you want them to think. So if I was setting up a new process like this, and say I had a hospital and I have sister hospitals, off sites or smaller hospitals, what do you think people would struggle with the most when they are either trying to put this together or just when learning about this topic?
What I hear from the sites, and like this morning I was just over at one of our hospital sites over in Chicago, and they said this very thing to me, which made me think, I thought I was on track with thinking this. She said to me, it's like, you know, I always forget that we can't, you know, that you guys don't work like we do in the hospital. And so I think that kind of goes along with what I was saying about one of the surprising things I find is people want to revert back to their old ways. And just learning that concept of, you know, everybody has to look at changing their processes. We have to do things a certain way here at the core lab. And then when we took the work out of the hospital site, then it means that you may not be always able to do things the same way that you were doing it when the work was still in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
The processes have to change. And every time we've brought on another hospital or a client, you know, even here at our central laboratory, things still have to change a little bit. We always are looking at processes. Whenever anything happens, we do root cause analysis all the time on, you know, when something happens to try and figure out why and what can we do to prevent this from happening again. But I think that that's one of the struggles with the hospital sites is because of having that little bit of disconnect between being located here and if they've never worked in this type of environment, then understanding how important it is that they follow the new processes that have been put in place at the hospital sites to be a standard practice at a hospital site in order to get the work out and here the way we need it to be.
Melissa, I know you talked about that you have a committee or a team that goes in and makes this happen, you know, when you do get a new site. Is there anything that they follow, or I know regulatory requirements are also, you know, something that you look at when you go into these hospitals to ensure that everybody's meeting those requirements. But are there any other type of tools that you might use when working with these labs?
We have here created multiple different types of job aids. So we always like to utilize pictures whenever available. We've even gotten to the point now where we will even make a video. We have started taking our lab staff and having them perform the functions and exactly how a task needs to be done and videoing it. And we actually, we use a system here called Media Lab. That's what our company uses for our education that we all have to do every year. And so we just make a little video and attach it into this Media Lab. And that way it is available to all of our sites. So when perhaps they have to train another person or somebody maybe needs remedial training or it's a new employee, they can utilize these videos to help train and instruct these individuals, and have found that to be very helpful.
Great. Well, Melissa, I am so excited that you're going to be giving this topic at NSH. I look forward to meeting you, and I also look forward to hearing your presentation because I think you're going to bring a lot of good information to those labs out there that are the same type of labs like you. And this has been a subject that we really needed, and so I'm very excited.
Well, I'm really, you know, excited to share my experience and what, you know, I've went through and to help somebody get a leg up on something if they are facing going through a situation like this.
Well, thank you, Melissa, for joining us, and we look forward to coming to your workshop.
Great. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed this preview. To read the complete abstract for this workshop and learn more about the symposium convention this September in Orlando, Florida, visit www.histoconvention.org.